This podcast is made possible by supporters like you. Mahalo. And by Atlas Insurance Agency, Hawaii's largest professional agency, helping Hawaii navigate insurance solutions since 1929. More at atlasinsurance.com.
Aloha mai kakou. Welcome to a new episode of What School You Went? Start every conversation with that question. I'm Ron Mizutani, and today we're going to share the story of a young man who is committed to making Hawaii a better place, but making the most of each opportunity. I want to welcome Ranli Lakalaka to PBS Hawaii. Ranli, welcome to PBS. How are you doing?
Mahalo for having me.
Hey, thank good you, to Ron. Have you, my friend. Before we continue, like I ask every guest, what school you went?
School I went, I came from St. Patrick's Schools in Kamuki. That's where I went to elementary, middle school. From there, I went to Punahou Schools from 7th grade to senior year. From there, I was able to have the opportunity to go to college and the university, San Diego State University. And that's the last place I've gone to school. But I plan to go to school, continue my education to become a teacher.
Right on, right on. But you are a Punahou boy, right. Buff and blue, yes, true sir. And true. The name Lakalaka is synonymous with Punahou. How many brothers have had played there?
I have two brothers that played there.
So Stephen, yeah. And
Cedric.
And then, of course, you, being your dad's namesake as well, Ranli Jr. Do you go by Junior or just?
Some older men call me Junior, but usually it's Ranli. They usually call my dad Ron, or they call me Ranli Boy. Because I'm the boy version of my dad.
Of dad.
Yeah.
You're not a boy, my friend. For those in podcast land, this young man is look like he could still strap it up and hit somebody. You know, born and raised in Kalihi.
Born and raised in Kalihi Valley. Uh-huh. Kalihi Valley.
Kalihi Valley. And tell me about childhood. You're growing up in Kalihi and you know, finding your way to Punahou eventually, but your younger years. Share with me.
Yeah. For me, my parents, they came from Kamuki, Palolo area. From there, they lived in housing, public housing, at the Palolo public housing. And that's where I kind of grew up from 1 year old to, of course, from when I was born to I was about 4 years old. Most of my earliest memories are, though, in Kalihi Valley. And so growing up, moving to Kalihi Valley when I was four, and just learning the ways of what my parents have taught me, you know, coming from a very, you know, low-income housing and now finally getting a house. And I do remember my earliest memories in the house, just kind of being in a bigger world, kind of like being introduced to something bigger and just kind of running around in my house, feeling the new carpet, right, the new smelling carpet, the new smelling kitchen, living room, and just having that. Those are my earliest memories in my house. And growing up in Kalihi Valley, it's very humbling, humbling experience, especially in the valley, you know, because when you drive to Kalihi, you have to go through Kalihi Kai, Kalihi itself, and then you get into the valley. And so I guess the view, right, it's not very too beautiful, but it's very green. It's very, you know, come from humble beginnings of that and just kind of seeing all the mom and pop shops, you know, passing by, all the small businesses and all the, you know, many elementaries that we have. And so I was, you know, very fortunate to be born and raised in Kalihi Valley.
It's I grew up in Kalihi as well and proud of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of folks say, oh, Kalihi, what a tough upbringing. Hey, true story. I used to get my quarter stolen from me all the time on the way to a football practice at Kalakaua. But at the same time, I'm proud of it and help shape the man I am today. Mm-hmm. What do you say to those who say, oh, you grew up in Kalihi? Mm-hmm. And you say, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And you say it with pride, do you?
Yes, I do. You know, I have many friends that are also from Kalihi too that also went to Punahou that I'm now today that are still my friends and still my childhood friends. And so to those, I would say, you know, we come from the realness in us. You know, we're very real. We come, you know, from families that are still close to till this day, and we're able to still have these conversations together ever since we were little and now growing up. But having that connection, a Kalihi connection, they'll always stay with you because, you know, no matter where on the island, whether you're from town or the countryside, Kalihi sits right in that middle, you know, and so everybody's connected to Kalihi. And so that's the thing about it, the beauty of it, is because you see everyone around. And so I'm being connected to everybody.
Totally agree. Totally agree. You know, I ended up going to Kamehameha schools, but a lot of my Kalihi brothers that I played ball with went to Farrington. And in fact, in a previous life, I was a quarterback when I was growing up. Right. And my son became a quarterback later on. Mm-hmm. But Charlie Motoaului was my center. Mm. And Charlie went on to play for Farrington High School and then the University of Hawaii in Manoa. And to this day, we're still buddies, you know, and I get plenty of friends from Kalihi that we still call each other and we still talk story. We're still very close. So that will never change for you. But when you went to Punahou, and that in itself, sometimes people say, oh, how did that happen? How did you guys transition to that? And again, it's about opportunities, but your parents instilled in you hard work from the day. It sounds like just values and appreciation of what hard work can do. Just tell me about that.
Yeah, so, you know, having the opportunity to go to Punahou, I wouldn't have been able to have the opportunity without, of course, my parents and what I've seen through my older brother. Yeah. And so my older brother and my younger brother were the first ones to get into Punahou. And so I was able to sit back and watch them, you know, go to Punahou, see how their lifestyle is, see how they get organized, how they change, right, and change for the better and adapt. And I kind of seen that, you know, compared to where I was at St. Patrick's Schools. And so seeing that social life that they have and seeing their changes, them growing up fast because going there, it's really brought me to open my eyes, to see that there are possible changes for me to grow and become a better person, and become a better student, or an athlete. And from there, you know, just my parents kind of instilling in both my older and younger brother the hard work and how much studying you have to do on an everyday basis with the college schedule, even at a middle school, even when you're in middle school. And so when I was at St. Patrick's, every day was the same. I only had two classes. But they, you know, my brothers had many classes, many different teachers. I only had like maybe one or two teachers. And so it's just knowing that they've went through, you know, all these, you know, had to adapt to different people and different culture, and then seeing how they became within 1 year. And then I was able to be so interested in that and wanting to, of course, be a part of that tradition. And from there, you know, I had to, you know, I always wanted all my friends are, you know, in Kalihi, they went to Farrington, like what you said, or they either went to Kamehameha or Iolani. And not many of them were at Punahou. And so I didn't really want to go to Punahou because I had friends that went other places. And now I had my brothers there. It would be easier for my mom to come pick us up and drop us off.
Stephen was an incredible running back. Went on to play UH Manoa and did very well as a Rainbow Warrior. Brother went to San Diego State. But then you came along, and you tore it up at Punahou. But the Lakalaka name already had been, quote, established at Punahou. What was that like living up to that at Punahou?
Yeah, that was probably the most toughest times of my life, just because my brother Steven, you know, set a standard that was very, very high, being that first child to come from Pololo housing to start a, you know, a tradition, an education at Punahou, and not really having someone that he can look up to or he could follow, and for him to kind of pave the way for me. And that was and the shoes that I had to fill, that was very big for me. That was very challenging time in my life. But I was able to, but without that time, I wouldn't have been able to grow and be able to push myself and see what I could become. So he's brought that vision in me, to of course meet his standards and to be a great student athlete, and what it means to be a good student athlete, a good student on and off, and as athlete, of course, on and off the field, how he treats teachers, how you speak to people around you who you don't know, and how to introduce yourself, right, and make conversations. Those are the things I learned growing up, seeing, watching him, and kind of following that.
Nicely said, and respect I can feel and recognize that you have for brother, especially Stephen, who paved the way for both of you who came after. But nothing is given. I mean, you had to work hard, Ronley, and I know how hard you worked, not just at Punahou, but you know the opportunity to take your schooling as well as your athleticism to San Diego State meant a lot to you too. Right. Tell me about that journey and the next step that you took to fulfill that dream.
Yeah, my of course I always started following my older brother. He's paved the way at Punahou, and he wanted to pave the way at University of Hawaii when Norm Chow was there. And I know they were going through some rough years, and my brother, you know, I always wanted to be a Rainbow Warrior. I always wanted to be a Rainbow Warrior from when I was really young, being a fan of Kobe Brennan, being a fan of Leonard Peters and all those, you know, legends of Hawaii. And I wanted to follow in his footsteps, but, you know, he's been able to spread knowledge to me and spread wisdom to me that I think it's best for me to go because of what he saw and what the future he's seen with where he was at. And so being able to take those words and take my talents and my work to San Diego State from there, and that's kind of how my journey began and my athletic career there and my life.
You had the chance to actually play, not against brother, but against brother, yeah? Mm. And I know one of those games, a whole bunch of your family guys flew up to San Diego State. Yeah. What was that like? I know Stephen probably didn't want to want you to talk about it, but because we got cracks, Hawaii.
Yeah.
That must have been a special night for the Lakalaka Ohana.
Oh, of course, you know, leading up to the game, just knowing that I already kind of know that what was coming. Last time I've seen my brother on the field was when I was a freshman at Punahou, and before this time, freshmen weren't able to play in the ILH level, varsity level, and so. When I got moved up from, I guess, the practice squad in high school for Punahou, I was able to go against him. And from there, I was not developed at that time, and I had a rough time going against him. He was always scoring in practice on me or my teammates, my friends. And so when I had the chance to know that I'm going to be playing him, it was like, oh, now I'm all grown. I have muscle now. I have more knowledge of the game now. And now I'm a linebacker, and he's a running back, and so I've always wanted that matchup to come back because he had the best of me when I was a freshman in high school.
You got the best of him, that yeah, 55-0, I think, was the final.
Yeah,
but bragging rights, rest of your life, you were the last man standing that night, at least. You know, I know you have fond memories of being an Aztec. Lots of responsibility with that, too. When you look back at all that you had accomplished as a young man growing up in Palolo, Kalihi, and then Punahou, and then now here you are at San Diego State on the brink of a potential professional career, what was running through your head during those times?
Yeah, what was running through my head through those times is all the past memories that we just talked about, being able to play the game at a high level, and you know, being fortunate enough to also play and come from Hawaii and play somewhere else that is away from Hawaii, and you know, seeing that my first time traveling, you know, and it was one of my few places that I've visited, you know, in San Diego, and so San Diego was very new to me, and it was very beautiful. You know, that beginning my journey there, it was. They were going off a rough season, and I knew it was going to be challenging from the beginning. But what made it so fun was when my junior year is when my younger brother got to join the team. And so that's what made it more meaningful on my journey to be there. Mm-hmm. And I planned to stay there. I was thinking about coming back home because I missed home so much after my sophomore year. But then my brother joined me at San Diego State, and I of course, I had to stay.
The NFL called and invited you to camp. What was that like? And, you know, that wasn't your final stop. I know you stopped in the CFL as well and probably can – I understand you still had an opportunity to play even right now.
Right.
Take us back to the NFL, though.
Yeah, just getting the you know, going through that whole process, it was very, you know, new to me because, you know, for me, I always followed my older brother, right? And my older brother didn't get the opportunity because he tore his ACL on his last game in the Hawaii Bowl. And so this is kind of my first time or part of our first time as a family kind of going through that professional experience, going through that whole process. And so, of course, speaking to different, you know, agents, different people, and you don't know who to trust. You know, there are people out there that want what's best for you and those people who want what's best for them. And I had to, you know, pray about it and be with my parents, introduce them to the agents that are interested in me. And they, of course, have to create that relationship with them. And we went with an agent who actually gave us an opportunity, right, to go to these mini camps that I was able to attend. And going to these new cities now, right, since being coming from Hawaii to San Diego and now going to a place like New York, you know, it's like eye-opening. And from there, you know, just kind of experiencing what it's like to be a young professional and then making my way to Canada, of course, you know, and just having that, you know, ability to travel. I think that was the main thing for me, and to be able to see new things and to discover new things. And yeah.
But here you are today. And again, just by looking at you, brother, I know you could probably still go. And the UFL, you know, the new league and everything else has called you to. But at this time in your life, you're saying it's time to give back. Mm-hmm. Why is that important to you?
Yeah, and so with, you know, being able to have the experience, you know, getting injured in my experience of football, I was able to come back home. And from at home, I was able to work in the Hawaii State Capitol, get to experience, get my feet wet, kind of like see how it's like to be working in, you know, a field of that I've graduated in, you know, political science. And so I was able to get to the legislative session and get to experience the process and all everything. And I fell in love with the way that the community is very involved with the legislature and how much passion it comes in, whether it's creating testimony, being able to speak their voice. And so that's what really drew me in and tied me into, hey, like, oh, this might be the time to come back home and to create those relationships here and be rooted back in Hawaii.
I like that. I love that, actually. I want to revisit that. But there's also a different side of you that, you know, you want to get back to education and special education in particular.
Right.
And I know you're working over at Farrington, giving back that way as well. Why? Why? Well, you know, you could probably do whatever you want at this point, but why that route?
I've seen, you know, that I was part of these different communities when I was working in the Hawaii State Legislature. Whether it was working with Senator Kurt Fivela in Ewa Beach, Representative Jackson Sayama of Kaimuki, and Representative Della Albalati of Makiki area. And so I was able to work in these different communities, and I kind of felt like, hey, like, I know it's not Kalihi Valley. It's not Kalihi. And it's not people that I've grew up with, that I've been familiar with. But being able to work in those communities and learn from them, you know, the value of giving back to your community. I wanted to come back to my own community and see what ways I can do to contribute my knowledge and everything. And so that's when I kind of found that teaching was the segue to then come back to my community and give back to these kids here in Kalihi Valley, Kalihi area.
Farrington is a special place for you because that's, I mean, if Punahou didn't come calling, that may have been home for you too.
Right.
Yeah, but you're not done there. I know. I know you have There's a lot of folks that have big plans for you, Ranli, and you yourself have dreams that you still have to realize. Yeah. You've achieved a lot of success in everything that you've pursued. What do you see yourself, say, in 5 years? Where do you see yourself?
I see myself in 5 years giving more of myself to the community, whether it's now having my teacher's license and now being certified to be able to stay there and complete my goal of going to school and getting my teaching license to then teach, continue teaching. And, of course, being more a part of the community level as well, as whether that's joining the neighborhood board. You know, I was able to run for the neighborhood board this past year, and being able to do that was a very good experience. And wanting to be more a part of that, those meetings, and being a part of the change that you can we can have in Kalihi Valley, Kalihi area. And, you know, just, I guess, being able to find more of that passion in me and kind of emptying that out onto my community.
Politician.
Oh, not yet. Maybe not yet. Not yet. It's not. I wouldn't want to say that yet. Because
you know what, I know that makes, you know, I had Augie T up here one day, Augie, and many years ago, Augie on the radio, I was talking story with him. I was a guest on his show, and he said, off air, he said, "Ah, I'll go run for office." And whatever. Today he's a councilman, right? And but he's not a politician, and he'll be the first to tell you that he's a servant of the community, and I believe that he's serving with the right heart. I see that as what you would be, right? Not a politician, right? But a servant.
I've written on that on the paper my title, and I'm like, wait, I'm a coach, I'm a teacher, I've served the community. So you put that all together, it's community servant. And so that's what the title is, and I've learned that from my own legislators that I've worked for, like Kurt Fivella and Jackson Sayama. You know, they've really stressed that word, community servant.
You've had some good mentors up in the Capitol, which can be chaotic at times. And I'm sure you saw all of the things that that happened in the Square Building, as we call it, and you know, the political movements that go on in there. But you've been exposed to those three names right there are very special, and they represent, you know, communities that need representation. A couple more questions, Ranli. You know, your background, your upbringing, you know, your heritage, your culture, how much of that is a part of, you know, being productive and sending a message to the young Polynesian community that, hey, work hard and you can achieve great things?
Being a part of that Polynesian culture, one of the main components is going to church, whether it's being a, you know, going to church on Sundays. And so going to church on Sundays for me and my family really helped us be grounded, really helped us be within ourselves and really reflect on who we are and who we will become and who we want to be when we grow up. And learning a lot of that from church at St. Augustine's by the Sea Catholic Church with our pastor, Father Lane. Lane Akiona, and so he's taught many lessons and taught many of these valuable lessons to us who was also our pastor back in St. Patrick's. And so having him, not only our school pastor, but our community pastor as well, that's really made us consistent to where we have to be grounded. And from there, it's really helped, you know, take that with us, right, to now the real life and life outside of church and into the real world. And that's really helped, you know, us as a family to stay grounded and as Polynesian people as well.
You miss hitting people?
I do. I'm not going to lie.
That's a
funny question because I think about it every day.
Just
seeing, because I'm a coach and a teacher, and I see, I'll watch, you know, some NFL, and I watch high school games, and it makes me want to go back and play more, but. You know, when it's time, when you kind of see that, you know, life away from football is also growing, that's where you got to plant those roots, and you got to make sure that those roots are growing as well. And I think it's for my playing career, it's reached a maximum level. It's reached this place, and I feel like in this other right plant that I'm growing, it can grow even more. So
wonderfully said, beautifully said, young man. Remember the name, Ranley Lakalaka. Not a politician, but a servant. We'll always have that servant heart.
Right.
And thanks to Mom and Dad for instilling that in you and your brothers for being a part of that as well. It was a pleasure talking story with you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
I wish you the very best. Please know that you have a friend here, and as well as somebody who respects you and your family deeply, and PBS Hawaii is pulling for you. And I see great things sitting across from me right now.
Thank you for
the future is in good hands when you have young men like you and women who strive to be the best that they can be and make a difference in the community. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those aren't just words, you're living it.
Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right on. Mahalo nui for joining us, folks. Join us next week. Another episode. Never know who's going to come join us on What School You Went. Until then, ahui ho.
What School You Went is a PBS Hawaii production. Music by Taimane Gardner. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and tell your friends. You can find us on pbshawaii.org and everywhere you get your podcasts.